Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
What the Lord is endeavoring to do right now, the body of Christ, is get us out of a mentality of only living from the condition that we're in, but living life from the position we're in. Did you hear me? God is endeavoring to change our thinking and cause us to acclimate in our processes of how we handle the daily affairs of life. And He is endeavoring to get us to stop living life on the basis of our condition and start having us live our lives on the basis of our position. There is a vast difference. You may be broke today in the natural. That is your condition. But because of your position of being seated together with Him in heavenly places, there is no shortage in your life. Can I hear an amen from somebody? God is endeavoring to tweak our thinking for this new era that we've stepped into. 2009 will be a harvest year. It will be a harvest year, not only for seeds you have sown in years gone by, but for harvesting of people into the kingdom like never before. 2008 has been a preparation year for what's coming in 2009 and coming in 2010. And I submit to you that if you have enjoyed the power, if you've enjoyed the glory of God's presence and His manifestation thus far, you haven't seen anything yet. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You haven't seen anything yet.
Amen.
We're going somewhere. Amen. And it's to the degree that we're able to cause our thinking to acclimate to God's way of thinking that we're going to be able to step into the greater glory that He has already predestined, predetermined for you and I to walk in. Amen. These scriptures afford us the understanding that we have been raised up to a place of heavenly dignity. Scripture goes on and tells us, I believe it's in 2 Peter, that he talks about us being a royal priesthood. We are members of a kingdom that is not soon vanishing away. It is an eternal kingdom based upon eternal principles set into motion and established by the broken body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are born into that kingdom. We are born into a realm that is stable.
Amen.
We are born into a realm that is stable all the time. And to the degree that we understand our citizenship rights, our privileges, our inheritance, by virtue of our new birth, we're going to become stable people. Irregardless of what's going on in the world around us, what the economy's doing, what CNN is saying is happening, irregardless of the stock market, what they're talking about, taking away your 401k, taking away your Social Security, whatever kind of foolishness they're talking, it makes no difference because our lives are to be built upon something that is sure and solid as the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord may use Social Security to provide for you. He may use your 401k to provide for you. We're not opposed to that. Praise God for it. That's good planning. But at the same time, we have to understand that we are not limited to our Social Security. We're not limited to our 401k. We're not limited to our savings account. We're not limited to our checking account. You may be good with math, but that doesn't make any difference because I guarantee you your computer, your calculator that you can figure all your bills out, it does not have an anointing button on it. Yeah. And that's where we come up short much of the time is we have it so mentally figured out in our head. I know what I'm talking about. I'm good at math. I could figure my bills to the dollar 2 and 3 months in advance. And God always came along and messed me up. Because from left field, He'd send a blessing that I had not figured into my calculating. And when you and I have a greater reality of the fact that we have been raised up and made to sit, you've been made to sit. This is not a suggestion. We have been made to sit there. It's different to offer it to you than it is to make you do something. Jesus, the head of the church, has raised us up to a place of such heavenly dignity that we have been made to sit with Him. Where I come from, you don't sit down until the job is done. Sitting means rest. Sitting means rest. That's a position of rest. You may have a sit-down job and you're working behind a desk where you got an easy job, a pencil-pushing job or whatever. You put, you know, working on a computer or whatever. That's fine. That's wonderful. But your mind is still employed. And what God is doing right now is He's endeavoring to get across to us the fact that whether you're sitting down in the natural or standing up, you can be at rest all the time. We can be enjoying life all the time, not just when conditions are just right, not just when the boss is smiling at me, not just when I'm getting along with my wife, not just when I'm getting along with my husband, not just when all the bills are paid. We can be resting when it seems like all hell's breaking loose around us. We can smile and say, ha ha, devil, I'm still seated. I'm still sitting down in heavenly places. It makes no difference what it looks like. I'm still sitting. There's a place of rest that He has called us to, and this is a position that we are to be assuming. Assume the position.
Amen.
What's the position? A position of rest. The further I go on in the deeper things of the Spirit of God, I'm learning that my mind has to work less. I have to rest more. Because the real truth of the matter is, God in His awesome wisdom and understanding has already predestinated your life. Your life is laid out as a map, and victory is on that map. Everything that you'll ever have need to be victorious in this life is on that map. And you, in your mental ability to try and figure out the map, you're just not smart enough, and neither am I. And so we have to disengage from the mental arena of figuring everything out and having everything worked out and every T crossed and every I dotted of living life. He wants us to come to the place of just resting and enjoying the ride. I'll never forget this the longest day I live. When I first met my wife, she lived in Oklahoma, and she lived a quarter of a mile from Grand Lake, one of the largest lakes in the state. And she had a wave runner. And it was one of them kind that would hold three people. And she was accustomed to riding this thing all across the lake and jumping waves and doing didos and figure eights and everything in the water. And I had never been on one in my life. And I got on the back of that thing with her, and she took out across that lake. I did not realize my fingernails had muscles. It was all I could do to hang on, and she seemed to be oblivious to the fact that I was pale. And she said, "Are you having a good time?" And once I could unclench my teeth, I said, "I'm having a wonderful time." We only rode for like a half hour, but it seemed like eternity. I was so tense when I went to get off of that thing, my legs would not bend. I could not function fully correct for a period of time after that because I was so tensed up from the ride. I had claw marks in the seat from hanging on. My fingers were tense. It looked like I had arthritis. I mean, it was just all gnarled up like that from tension. And she thought we were having a wonderful time. She was. The next day I got up. And I couldn't move. I I was sore. In places I wasn't aware there you could be sore.
It would do it too, boy.
Peggy, every part of my anatomy was sore.
I'm with you, I'm with
you. I was so I hurt for days. And so consequently the next time we went to the lake, I remembered my first experience. And I said, if you don't mind, I'd like to just take it out for a spin for myself, just here for a little bit to, you know, get. What I didn't tell her was to eliminate all the fear I had built up in me from riding with her before. I had overcome this. Praying in tongues has its place, folks.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.